Hey guys, in this AB Talks with Maria and Diogo, I'm sure you will get to see some sides of them that you probably didn't see usually on their social media. So I really hope you enjoy the human side, the raw side, and the real side. Enjoy.
Hi, Maria.
Hello.
You've never seen any of the show, right?
No, just a little bit, like 1 minute.
Good. I usually prefer that because people are getting used to the show, so they know
okay.
a bit of what I'm going to ask. But I like when somebody's like, oh, I never saw the show. I'm like, okay, cool.
Yeah, but I'm nervous.
Everybody's nervous, yeah. though. And it makes me think, because are people nervous because people are afraid of showing who they are? Or are they afraid of my questions? Or because they know I'm not there to cause drama. I just mm-hmm. ask very basic questions.
Yeah, but I think human beings don't like vulnerability.
Vulnerability,
yeah.
Correct.
So
we start with one of the signature questions is, honestly, mm-hmm. how are you?
I'm okay.
More.
More? You want to know more?
I want to know, because I'll explain why I asked this question for whoever hasn't heard it before. It's one of the questions that all of us, every day, we move and we talk and we see people. You come in the office, you leave, you say, hey, how are you? You don't even listen to what they reply.
Yeah.
Well, we all do it.
Yeah, yeah.
And we all did it even when somebody calls, hey, you okay? Okay. You don't even care or take a moment to think, mm-hmm. really, mm-hmm. How are you?
Mm-hmm.
And actually listen to the answer.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's why I'm asking this question. Like today, in this moment, in this part of your life, mm-hmm. how are you really? How is Maria really doing?
It's okay in a changing time, big changing in my life in this moment. So I'm getting used to, mm-hmm. but I think I'm okay. Yeah.
What is a changing? What does a changing mean? From bad to good, from good to bad?
It depends, but it depends on how you feel, I think. If you were in the situation and then you change for a better one, yeah.
Well, that's a very generic answer.
You want me to go deeper?
Yeah, of course.
So they have to leave.
If you want them to leave, they have to leave.
Yeah.
Huh? Would you feel more comfortable?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you give her 20 minutes? Sorry, guys. In
Bye.
20 minutes, we'll come and call you.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Because I'll tell you why I think this is very interesting, this moment, because we always wonder if having a family member or a lover or a boyfriend is a good thing or a bad thing. Sometimes it is for some guests.
Yeah,
sometimes it's the opposite.
Yeah, yeah, it depends.
So yalla.
Yeah.
Now we need your answer.
What? If I'm okay?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm okay. Changing everything in my life. Like my life was completely different here and now my life it's like this. Different. Okay. I was with another guy, like 3 years, I was getting married, and then I changed work, I changed everything, I left Italy to go to Portugal, I met him, and then everything changed, everything.
For the better or for the worse?
I'm figuring it out, but I think for some points it's better, because I have to learn something with this.
Correct.
Yeah.
How was your childhood, Maria?
Bad.
Bad?
Mm-hmm.
How bad was it?
Was not good. I was like super lonely kid. Yeah. Because my mother was doing her stuff, crazy stuff. My father doing his crazy stuff too. They are not together. And I always did whatever I want. Because nobody was saying to me, go to school or do this or do that. I just did whatever I want.
And what is crazy stuff?
I don't know if I can say.
Say what you can and what you're comfortable. For me, you can say anything on
this
show.
They were in the different path of their lives. My father is like that, always. My mom, I thought when I was younger that she was like my everything. Oh my God, my mom is amazing. My model woman. And then I figured out she was doing the same thing as my father was doing. And then, yeah, But I cannot say what it is, because it's super, super personal for them.
Yeah, this I would respect. Yeah. I don't want, like today we're talking about you, so what you can tell me about you that can affect you, it's okay.
Okay.
If it affects other people.
Yeah. Just for them.
But you said, that as soon as I asked you the question, you didn't even hesitate.
Mm-hmm.
You said bad.
Yeah, because I have this super marked in my personality.
Can you elaborate? For example, when you say bad means abuse, means loneliness, you said loneliness, bullying, depression, molestation. There's so many. I've talked to so many people.
Like depression, yes, and a little bit abuses. Yeah.
And you feel that affected you a lot?
Yes. When I think now with my mindset, I think was good. Because I think if not, I was like stupid kid, stupid pretty girl, you know? I'm getting emotional. But I don't know. I was like trying to figure out why that happened to me and stuff. And now I can figure it out because I try to have a spiritual mindset or whatever you like to name it. And I think everything happens for a reason. And I know that happened to me for me to learn something bigger, you know?
Hmm.
Yeah.
And you think, you said everything happens for a reason. Do you say that just so you feel comfortable or you really believe it happens?
I really believe it. Yeah.
Can you say that Maria is healing or healed or not yet?
Healing.
Mm-hmm. And how do you do that?
Try to understand myself, my feelings, my thought, everything, like reading a lot, like spirituality helped me a lot. Trying to understand the human being, like the mind of people around me. I am always like I'm looking to you and I'm thinking about everything about you, like your pose, everything, you know. So I learned how to do this, to understand people and trying to understand my parents and try to find a reason, you know. And I'm trying to healing inside, you know, like.
Of course.
Reading a lot, being with myself, trying to healing.
Do you have siblings, brothers, sisters?
I have a sister from my mom.
From your mom.
Yeah.
Younger or older?
Older, yeah.
So do you think she suffered as much as you?
No.
So how come you suffered?
Because his father is not the same. Mm. And when all happened, she goes away with her, how I say, boyfriend, and she was pregnant, so she was completely away from everything.
Hmm.
Yeah.
You said that you felt lonely as a child. How was that?
Because I really feel that I don't have nobody when I was younger. I didn't have nobody, like my father or mother, the person that you should have for asking everything or calling to ask something. I didn't have that, so, yeah.
And friends?
At that time, I met some people, and I called them family when I was younger. And they make me feel super in his family. They call me sister, cousin, you know? And yes, I found a little bit loving there. But now is everything more okay. Like my mom knows what she make me suffer. My father, yeah, too. My mother asked me, excuse me, yeah, blah, blah. And I think I forgive her. I don't know. But my father, no.
Can I have just one piece of tissue, please?
Thank you. Thank you.
You can even keep it here if you want.
Yeah.
So, school?
I was like the... I was so angry with everything. So I just did shit.
And grades, you were not good? Grades, like your marks and your scores.
I was good when I went to the school, but most of the time I left. I didn't went.
And as a person, were you introverted? Were you extroverted? Were you the bully? Were you getting bullied?
No, what I was the your bullied. Behavior? I was the bullied. I did to
you
other
bullied
people. Yeah.
Because you're angry.
Yeah.
And when you bully other people, did it make you feel better?
I didn't remember. Now that with my age, some people in my coaching come and say, "How do you remember you did this to that girl?" I don't remember most of the things. Like, I was always want to fight and do bad things and stuff. I don't know. Now, because I have this different state of mind, I understand why I did the things, just to take off what the pain I had. But the person I am today doesn't make sense what I did.
Yeah, it was a different time.
Yeah.
You know what's interesting, Maria? Many of the guests that come, I think so far most were the bullied.
Mm-hmm.
And I always used to tell them it would be interesting to know how the bully thinks. Mm-hmm. And God knows how much pain they are in to inflict pain onto
sure.
others.
Sure.
So it's the first time it's really interesting to hear it from your perspective, because you said, "I was so angry because of my situation at home that when I go to school, I want to let out that anger and I do it by bullying."
Yeah, I just want to fight and stuff like that and go to school, just answer bad things to the person.
So you gave me a bit about this, but how was your relationship with your parents?
In the moment?
Yeah.
With my mom, it's really good. Now it's really good. She's my best friend completely. Like, I call her, she's my friend, you know?
Hmm.
Not mother, she's my friend. But with my dad, it's not good.
Do you want to make it good?
It's impossible. I tried, but he has some mental issues, so one day it's okay, the other day he's not okay. It's not good for my health, you know, mental health.
Yeah.
So I try to.
You have to make a smart decision for your well-being and for your peace of mind. And unfortunately, some people in our life, whether they're family or friends, they're bad for us.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like, I remember discussing this before, and I said, you have to, if you love yourself, you have to take care of your peace of mind and your well-being.
Yeah.
So you have to think, who in my life takes me up and who takes me down?
Yeah.
And if it's family that you can't disconnect completely from, I say you put them on diet. On diet means once a year,
that's
Christmas, hey, you okay? Yeah. Everything's fine? Okay, great, bye.
Yeah.
But because you always meet these people, they have to say, oh, look at your dress. Oh, look at your color. Why didn't you do this? Why did you say this? Why are you trying to sell clothes?
Yeah.
It's always something negative. Like,
my father is always like, you're ugly, you are this, you are that, blah, blah, blah. All my childhood.
Okay, a question. Do you think a girl that went through similar situations or experiences like you, do you think they have major daddy issues, and then that can have a very tough result on the men they choose in their life?
For sure.
Your experience, how did it affect?
Till some years ago, a lot. Because I was not able to trust a man. I was like, want everything for the man, like 100% attention. He had to give me everything, you know? And now I understand, because I didn't have that from my father, maybe I was trying to pick that for my boyfriend, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But that affects a lot,
And if your father was abusive, and I don't mean physically, it can be emotionally, it can be anything, right? If your father was an emotionally, physically, verbally, whatever, right? Abusive parent. Do you think you end up always with the same kind of boyfriend?
Before, yes. The first one and second, yeah.
Interesting. Until you can break it.
But
you have to be self-aware.
Yeah.
And that's, I think, an issue with a lot of people in abusive relationships, that it's the cycle.
Yeah.
And unless you wake up, you are like, how come I always attract the same?
But you, energy.
You know why they do that? Yeah. Because I read a very interesting article. It said the first love for a girl or a boy is their parent. So the first time you feel love as a human being is towards this father or mother. Mm-hmm. So for a boy, the mother, for the girl, usually the father. And then it registers as your comfort zone. Yeah. So even if it's a bad love, that's your comfort. Yeah. That's what you know.
Yeah, you know,
it's your first reference. So then everything in life, what you attract what was comfortable before. Subconsciously. Until you're like, what am I doing? But a lot of people never get out of that.
Yeah, I just read a lot and I understand that. Like, I read a lot about emotions, thoughts, feelings, energy, and I understand what you're saying.
Maria, you said in one of your interviews that your social media doesn't represent who you are. Why would you have a very different social media than who you are?
Because I don't know how to show who I really am. And maybe I have a little bit afraid because people are too judgmental, So I prefer they think I'm that girl, like, just pretty girl, yeah.
Is it fair to Maria? Because you're an interesting person.
Yeah.
You just want to be another pretty face or you want to be interesting Maria?
I know. I thought so many times about it and when people know me, say the same thing, but I don't know how to... Show me more to people, you know. It's not so comfortable for me.
This will show.
I know. That's strange. Yeah.
I'll help you this one, but then you have to do it on your own.
Okay.
You also said, man, that answer is really interesting, what you just said, to just be on the safe and just show a perfect life. But the problem is nobody has a perfect life. So every girl who likes you, who thinks you might have a perfect life, she doesn't realize the Maria that I'm sitting with now, which is a human being who went through shit, through good, through bad, through love, through hate.
Yeah.
And that's what people need more.
I know.
You know?
More humanity.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You also said you would like, in another life or something, you would want to be a criminal psychologist.
Yeah. In this life.
It's true?
Yeah, it is. It is.
Why?
Because my father makes me have this interest. Yeah.
Because you would love to understand him?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. And everybody with some mental issues.
Yeah, the human brain is fascinating.
It is.
It's very...
The human being is fascinating for me, yeah.
I agree. Psychology, I never study. I'm an engineer by background, but I find it so interesting.
It is, yeah.
Do you think you should forgive your father for your sake, even if he can't forgive you, or he doesn't know how to?
Yes. But it's difficult. I tried before. It's difficult.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Because I feel you need to take care of Maria. Mm-hmm. And for Maria to take care of Maria, she has to resolve a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, otherwise, you will suffer, not him.
Yeah, for sure. Because I'm super emotional. Super.
In a good way or a bad way?
It depends. Mm. But in a good way, I think. I think people need to be more sensitive.
You don't strike me as somebody who has a difficulty being vulnerable if you're in the right environment.
Yeah.
Yeah?
I don't look like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you're okay. You're connected with your emotions.
Yeah. Now I am. But when I talk about it, yeah.
Why did you go to India?
Yeah, that was like a big thing in my life. I'm always interested by other people, other humans, energy, everything. So in that moment in my life, I was in another change. And I was like trying to know me better. So I just went there alone. And then I call a friend of mine to come with me. And I went to, ashram, you know? What is it? Yeah. And I meditate all day. Like, I pray. I did everything. I knew some children. I helped them. And I figured out that my happiness is in there. Mm. It's not in, like, cars, brands, whatever. It's in, like, helping children. Or persons, but mostly children. And I knew me so much better when I went there. So much better.
That's nice.
Yeah.
I had a similar job.
Yeah?
I used to work for a non-profit organization where we build schools for children in rural areas around the world.
Okay.
So Bangladesh, Yemen, Mauritania. And they were so happy.
Yeah, and you remember what
and
you
they
feel?
They have nothing. Nothing according... Okay, nothing. They have everything. For us, in the new world, we think, oh, they don't have electricity. For us, we think they don't have anything. You go there, they're happier than us.
They are. They are so much happier. All the children that I was to, they are so happy.
It's all
much
joy.
More than me. Yeah, crazy. It's crazy.
It is crazy.
Mindset, I think. The way you think, the way you see the things. Gratitude, you know? I think it's that.
Okay. What are you afraid of?
I don't know. I think I'm not afraid of almost nothing. Strange, I know. Or maybe lost someone that I really loved. Just that. Yeah.
Are you happy?
In general? Now, yes.
Out of 10?
0 to 10? In this moment?
Yeah.
8. 7, yeah. It's 7,
healthy.
8, yeah.
It's very good. What's your best moment in your life so far?
My best moment. I think it was in India. I think it was, yeah.
Do you remember a certain moment?
I remember when I was giving food to them, to the children without parents. Like, I feel like energy when they were singing to thanking me, like, thank you. And I feel something that I cannot explain, like energy coming to all my body, and I was like crying, and everything falls down for me, like the meaning of life, you know, like these children are thanking me for giving them food. And I have like a normal life, I have a house, I have everything, they don't have nothing. It was like, what? And yeah, that moment was like, what is this? Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Okay.
Worst moment.
Worst moment. I have some with my parents. Yeah. With my mom, because I was like, she was everything to me when I was like 10 years old. 10, 0 to 10, she was like my everything. And when I discover and when I saw her doing things, everything falls from me. Like the model that I was thinking she was, like, because I knew my father was like that, but my mom I didn't know. She was like my support. And then, yeah. It's bad, yeah.
Can you, sorry to ask this question, but can you explain the feeling of the child, Maria the child, at that age? How did you feel as a child? Do you remember?
I was super insecure with myself. Like, I thought I was ugly, dumb, lonely. I was super broke, I don't know.
It's a very difficult position, no?
Yeah. Now, when I look at myself younger, yeah. But at that time was my reality, so, yeah.
The new Maria, Maria 2020, what would you say to your mother now that maybe you haven't said? But if you want to say something to her, what would you say?
To my mother?
Yes.
I think I understand her because she suffered too, so much in her life. So maybe she just want to have fun, I don't know, be with her friends and forget about me, you know? I understand her and I think I can forgive her, yeah. Yeah.
You can or you cannot?
I can.
Good.
Yeah.
For your father?
For my father, it's different. I don't know. I'm trying to think if I die tomorrow, what I say to him, you know? Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't know. I don't forgive him. And yeah, he broke me. I probably said that to him. Yeah.
Would you say you don't forgive him, but you understand? Or you don't understand?
I don't understand.
Is that why it's so fascinating for you, the yeah. idea of psychology? Mm-hmm. You think it will help you understand?
Yes. Maybe.
And then you will heal?
Maybe, yeah.
Did your father go through a difficult childhood?
No. No. That's why I don't understand. Really good childhood.
It's very interesting.
Yeah. Huh? With everything.
Yeah, that's the unique thing, Maria. Yeah. The story of a human is very unique. You can have a perfect childhood, but then something, whether it's in your brain, whether you're bipolar, whether you're you have genetically depression.
Yeah.
It's so many things. It's so complex.
It is fascinating.
Hmm. Do you have any regrets?
Oh. No.
No?
Mm-mm.
Even with your tough life?
No, because I don't have the emotional intelligence that I have now, so I cannot change nothing, you know, because I was just a kid. So, yeah.
Okay. I'll ask you two questions, but I really want you to think. Take your time. And the first one I want you to imagine, because it's not a real question. It's not a realistic question. If we take your heart and we put it in front of you, what would it tell Maria?
What my heart say to me? Maybe that it's broke, but he's healing.
It's very true.
Yeah.
Okay, before my last question, we have to make a deal.
Okay.
So I believe in timing. You're not here, in my opinion. This is my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
You're not here by coincidence.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
You want to call it fate, you want to call it the law of attraction, whatever you like.
Yeah.
But you're sitting here because of so many things in your life that made you sit here. I am here because of so many decisions in my life.
For sure.
This happened in 24 hours.
Yeah.
I've never met her before, by the way. So, I feel my role, I hope, is to listen to your story, to be able to take your story to people who need to listen to the story, because you're not the only one who's suffering. And if you can make somebody feel 10% better, good.
Yeah.
But we need to make a deal.
Okay.
So, I'm going to help you with this show to show Maria's beautiful, interesting personality. With the beauty, the ugly, the hurt, the pain, everything. Mm-hmm. That's what I call beautiful. It's art.
It is.
But then you have to promise me that you will try to be Maria on social media as much as you are off social media from your content.
Okay.
You have to promise.
I will try.
Try. I want you to try.
Yeah.
And you'll do. Because the moment you try, you learn and you do it better and better and better, mm-hmm. and you express yourself more.
Yeah.
But I need that promise.
I will try. With this interview, I will post, I will see what happened, and then maybe I will be more myself in social media.
I promise you will be. People will love you more.
That's
the ones who love you already will love you more. last one. Marie in one word.
Difficult one. now powerful.
Yeah. I like.
Yeah.
Good. We get your boyfriend?
Yeah, let's go. After crying, like...
Okay, that was Mirma Shirar.
He's Why like, are you really crying?
Why is she crying?
So, hi again.
Hello, man. Again.
We had to kick you out a little, but then we brought you back.
Yeah, but I want to kick her now. Like, come on. No. Kick her out, not kick her.
We had a very... we talked a lot about her early life.
Mm-hmm.
Childhood, parents, and so if you're surprised that she's crying, it's because she talked a lot about her tough life, which a lot of human beings go
tough
through.
Tough times, yeah.
Yeah. But since you're here, it's a good opportunity also to know she chose you now in her life, which is a beautiful thing. And she chose you, Diogo, at a time where Marie has really grown up here, mm-hmm. and emotionally, because we try to connect things. So when you have a difficult childhood, or let's say a difficult father, as a girl, you will look for similar, usually, kind of men in your life, which is also problematic. And then...
Yeah, it's a pattern.
Absolutely.
I know that, yeah.
And she broke the pattern.
Mm-hmm.
And you're one of the person that she broke it now with. So I find it very interesting that now the Maria, who's more mature... and more self-aware, she felt that you are the right kind of man in her life. And I hope so. I know it's a new relationship, but I wish you both
thank you very well.
So how would you... Let's go first to you alone, even without her. How was your childhood?
I had a good childhood, man. Like, my parents divorced really early, when I was like 7 or 8 years old. But apart from that, I was comfortable, yeah. That's it. Like, in Christmas, I got something that I really wanted. Yeah, and that's it. That made me happy. My mom was always really supportive on everything that I ever done. But I was really good in school, so she couldn't complain. Like, what was she gonna complain about? You know. But yeah, I can't really speak much on my childhood. Like.
Diogo, would you say that the divorce, because I'm always curious about it. My parents are divorced also. But do you think it was an impact or it was okay?
No, it was okay for me. They were always fighting, so I grew up on a lot of fights from my parents, a lot of fights. So it was kind of normal to me. And when they fell apart, it was normal. I was hoping that happened, so.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And school? How was your personality in school?
I used to be like... I went to like 3 or 4 different schools. So I used to be really... I had a lot of friends on my early life. I had a really... it was really easy to make friends for me. But then when I was like 14 or 15, I became really close. I don't really know why. And I stayed like that until my 18, 19.
Wow.
Yeah, really close. Until I started doing my profession now.
How old were you when your parents got divorced? 7 years old?
7, yeah.
But
seven or eight, I can't remember.
But 6 to 7 years after that, you became introverted.
Yeah. But I can't remember why. I think I had a girlfriend that broke my heart or something. Mm. I think that's what caused it. But I can't be sure, you know.
And how did you move out of being closed to open again?
It was really my profession. I had to become open to people so that they could accept me and they know my work and my personal life. Because nowadays, if I don't show my personal life, like, people won't care that much.
Hmm.
So I need to show my life.
And so it pushed you to go back?
Yes. A lot, like.
And when you say profession, for the ones who are watching, it you mean as vlogging?
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Okay.
And people that knew me from that time, from like my 18s, 19s, they were like, how are you doing this now? I don't know you like this, you know?
Mm.
I used to be really introvert, like really focused on my work, on school, on making money. I didn't talk to people that much. And all of a sudden, it all changed, so. I had to become open, show more of myself.
And is this
an extroverted person, you know?
Are you on videos, the same of the videos?
No.
No.
No, and she can tell it. Like, I'm really not the same guy.
Because we made a deal already. Mm. She said that her social media doesn't reflect exactly who she is.
Yeah.
And we said, no, we have to change that slowly. But now I ask you, why is it a different personality? What is Diogo online and who is Diogo? Man, I have a hard time saying your name. Diogo. Diego?
Yeah, everyone outside of Portugal calls me Diego. It's difficult. Diogo.
I can, but I think it's hard.
It's just changing the E to an O.
I know. Diogo. Diogo.
Not that hard, you know.
Diogo. Okay, so Diogo online, who is he?
Yeah.
Diogo offline, who is he?
I would say, like, online, I'm an extroverted personality of myself, like, exaggerated personality.
Good word.
My exaggerated childhood personality, I would say that.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay.
That's the best word I can describe.
That's a very, very accurate one. Okay, and offline?
No, offline, I'm really just a focused guy, you know.
What does
it mean? I don't talk that much. I'm kind of quiet. I'm really calm. In my videos, I'm always, like, stressed out, always, like, making some noise, you know? Because people like that. People really like charismatic personalities, you know? And I show a lot of charisma online that I also do it offline, but more softly.
I like Diogo offline, and it's the first time I meet you. I still didn't learn about you online, but I like this one. Because this guy is very like... Okay, I don't think charisma is connected to how loud or animated you are. Like, you don't have to be Kevin Hart, and you think that's... Like, that's animated. I think even Kevin Hart, if we sit with him on a dinner, he'll still have a special feeling, maybe because his personality, right? And energy. I think if you're charismatic, you're charismatic. So yeah, sometimes you're quiet, sometimes you're... But there is an energy.
Yeah, well, what I'm saying is, like, you exaggerate that charisma.
Because social media likes that.
Yeah.
Yeah. They like the animated. But I like also this guy.
That's how it works, you know. No, but... Imagine, I could be myself on my videos, and sometimes I am, and people notice that. They're like, oh, that's not the window.
What we're used to.
Yeah, that's not the window I'm used to. And it happened a lot during quarantine, actually, because I was really down. It was a down part of my life. So I was really, like, not trying that much, not trying so hard on my work, on my videos. And people noticed that. They were like, oh, I don't know you like this. But I exaggerate because my goal is to reach as many people as I can. And in my country, there's not that many people. So you can't have a niche. You know, you can have a small group of people who like you and you still be really famous or really big. So you gotta attract as many people as you can, all ages. Like, I got people from 6 to 30 years old, you know. I try to grab as much as I can. That's my goal.
Which Diogo do you like?
This one. It depends. I try to pull him down sometimes.
Yeah, she pulled me down to earth a lot of times, as my mother used to do.
Because he's
nice.
Materialistic, and I'm not bad. So
that's a balance, you know. So, what we talked about. So, with your relationship, how's your relationship with your mother?
She's the one who always, like, supports me.
Yeah.
But nowadays, she just pulls me back to reality. Like, yo, reality check, reality check. You need to calm down sometimes. Like, don't spend money on this. Invest your money on this. You need to chill sometimes because I'm always stressed out. I'm always north to south on my country, like, traveling all the time.
Content.
Always on business meetings. Like, I don't stop any time. I'm always stressed out. I don't sleep that much.
Welcome to my life, yeah.
Yeah, bro. I mean, you should have a similar life to me, to mine.
I'm very much. I don't know how to not be busy. I always am busy.
Yeah, but I like to keep myself busy.
Me too. No, I'm saying I'm the same. Like, I don't know how not to. Somebody's like, oh, I'm sure you're bored. No, I'm usually never bored. Like, worst case, I will watch Netflix. Mm-hmm. And that's my chill time.
But I don't like chill time either. Like,
that's
I feel like I'm wasting my time if I'm
But okay, can I ask you a question, Diogo? Why do you have this? Why do you think you're always running after something or want to achieve something?
I ask myself the same question. She does it to me sometimes. She's like, why are you so stressed out? Why are you like, chill a bit. Let's watch some Netflix. And I'm like, no, I don't like that. You know?
Yeah, so you don't know why you have this drive.
No. But I have it. I always have it. I've always had it. Like
even childhood?
Yeah. Always stressed out.
Stressed out?
I can't, not stressed
hungry.
Out, but I can't be doing nothing. I got to keep myself busy, my mind busy.
Do you meditate?
No, never.
Ah, you should. 5 minutes, 10 minutes.
You do it?
Every day.
Every day?
Every day. I learned it late. So I'm 39. I have to give you with the little I know about life. I even saw, God rest his soul, Kobe Bryant. He talked in a video that I saw maybe a month ago, and he said how one of their coaches, I think Phil Jackson, when he came and he taught them about yoga or stretching or meditation. And I remember, and he said that even if you do it 5 to 10 minutes a day, and I'll tell you why, I'm a very logical guy. I don't want to do meditation like this with candles. No, like I'm a practical guy. Everything has to make sense. Okay, not everything, but in general. And I thought, when you wake up, maybe you're different because now you're learning about spirituality. When we used to wake up, or now how you wake up, the moment we wake up, what do? We take the phone, we start to reply, email, message, WhatsApp, missed call. You put it down, you go change, you go to work. You don't stop, Diogo, you don't, until you're crashing at night. So I thought, what if you give yourself 10 minutes while you're awake, not sleeping, because sleeping is not meditation. While you're awake, why don't I take a 10-minute pause and just breathe? Stop thinking about my bill, or I have to go to this meeting, or this guy's waiting for me. Just pause. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, I think that will help me. You see, so that was the logic for me. And what is 10 minutes? So I do it. And I noticed it makes me more, like if there is a wavelength in my brain, it's like, it's calm. There's a problem? Okay, let's solve the problem. Not, oh my God, there's a problem. Oh, I'm not like that. I'm not on edge. I'm so calm. So you should try it. That's what I'm trying to say.
She told me that as well.
You try. And you don't need to do any of this crazy stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm saying, sit down with your cool shorts. Sit down like this and just close your eyes for 10 minutes and just focus on the oxygen going in and the oxygen going out. That's it. As when you think of something, it's okay. Think of it, let it go away, come back.
Yeah, because that's really hard. Like when I'm on a massage or something, I try to...
Zone out.
But it's really hard.
It's practice. Mm-hmm. And the moment you will... You know why people fail with meditation? And my friend was saying, after 2 minutes, I can't. I'm like, it's okay to have other thoughts. Don't fight the thoughts.
Yeah.
So let's say you have a video that you have to edit. You're like, oh, I have to edit the video. It's okay. I will edit the video. 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And you go back to your breathing. You go back to your breathing slowly and not suddenly. Slowly go back to your breathing. Your work will be better. Your art will be better. Because you're an artist. You'll be better. Your thoughts, your creativity. I won't call it magic. I'll call it an upgrade. Upgrade. Maybe for you it will be magic. I don't know.
Yeah.
So yeah. So you my main question was why? You don't know why you do what you do, or why you're always busy.
I really don't know.
Interesting, huh? Maybe one day you will. Maybe you don't.
No, I mean, because I feel like I haven't gotten everything that I want yet. You know.
You
maybe when I do, I will never. I mean, I think I'll ever. I'll always be unsatisfied.
There's a nice quote you will like. I used it recently. Always grateful, never satisfied.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, that's what I am. Like.
I'm grateful. I'm grateful for my country, the safety, the food, the electricity. I swear to you, I'm grateful. I'm grateful that when I like a t-shirt, I can buy it.
Yeah.
You know? I'm grateful for my kids and for the team. I am. Am I satisfied? Not even close.
Yeah.
Not even close.
That's exactly how I feel, man.
And I think it will always be like this. And maybe this is my message in life, and your message is to always get and achieve more and maybe help more.
Yeah, but I think that's great, you know?
Absolutely.
If you don't have ambitions...
Like, it's different. You just have to fucking gratitude. You know what's critical this.
She's the...
I'm always like...
She's the spiritual teacher, always. Huh?
Yeah, she is. Yeah. She's really different from me in that...
That's good,
though. That part. No, that's great. Yes. I need that in my life, to be honest. I need her in my life. I told her that already, and I really do. And especially like when you're famous, you get all these compliments, all these spotlights on you, and you don't even have time to stop. Even when you're on the streets or you're on, like you're trying to chill, you just can't, you know. So
that's good, man.
In my personal life, I need it. I have my mother, and now I have her. So
I think that's very wise.
Yeah,
I swear. I think it's very mature of you to know that people like Maria or your mother make you more balanced and a better person. Because
yeah,
a lot of
sure.
people who are young and famous, they're like, no, I already figured everything out. I don't give a shit about what people think. And you know,
I'm really not
you know
like
people
that.
in this world, in the social media, that's what happens to them. All this compliments reaches here.
Mm-hmm.
And then suddenly they think they're untouchable.
You're better than never.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is such a bad mistake.
Yeah, but I have a lot of people like that in my life, you know. But I'm really not like that. I'm always trying to learn something new, reading some books, learning from people that don't have as much as me, but they can teach me something, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe not like money-wise, but maybe life-wise.
Very good, man. Should we ask him similar questions to you?
To me.
Same that I asked you.
Yeah,
last.
See, for sure.
What kind of questions is
it? No, these are the simpler questions, but I'll narrow down the interview. So let's ask you, what is Diogo afraid of?
Afraid of?
Yeah.
Like, actually afraid of?
Anything. How you understand the question. Whatever way.
I'm afraid of death, first of all. Death. Like, that's why I don't skydive.
Okay.
I'm afraid of needles. You know needles?
Yeah, of course.
It's my... Okay. I really don't like that. And I'm afraid of losing my parents, yeah. Because I lost my grandmother and had a huge impact on me. Huge impact. She was like my second mother. I spend almost as much time with my grandmother as I spend with my mother. So, like, and I can't imagine myself without my mother. Like, I really can't. She's really a pillar. Pillar.
Yes.
Pillar in my life. Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, we will all lose them.
I know.
It's very difficult, but that makes us hopefully appreciate them more now.
Yeah,
that's all we have.
And I love to make her feel proud of me, you know?
Yes.
As I used to do with my grandmother. Like, I always thought, oh, I got these on my test. And she's like, oh, great. She gave me a chocolate. And I'm like, amazing.
What makes you feel valuable as a person?
Valuable?
Yes.
People acknowledging my work and myself and making my parents proud. That's...
You know what's crazy, Diogo? I've done a lot of these interviews, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I always talk about parents because I believe they're such an important part of a human being.
They are.
And in one of our recent interviews, I was with a very impressive man, older man. He's a legend in the media. And a lot of the conversation was about his father. And he lost his father. But you could see how much he was hurting because he said, just when we started to fix our relationship, he died suddenly.
Yeah.
And you could see how bad it made him feel and how affected he was. Because he's like, I just started to fix it. And he died.
Yeah, but that's how I feel about my grandmother. I'm always talking about her right now. And I don't usually do that. People don't even know that, probably. The ones that watch my videos. But like... I was always trying to make her proud of me, and she was like, you're going to be big one day, you're going to make it, you're going to be the one who makes it in this family. And I did when she died, you know, like not the year after, like 6 months after she died. So like, she would be really proud of me, yeah, nowadays.
I'm sure she is, man.
Yeah.
I hope, you know, Diogo, I hope the people who leave us, they can see and they can know so that she's proud of you, mm-hmm. you know. Maybe physically she's not here, but we hope that the son she had, because you're like her son.
Yeah, I believe that. I believe that.
I hope so too. Mm. What's your best moment in your life?
My best moment? Mm. That's really hard.
One of them.
I can't be sure. Like, I have a lot of spotlights on my life, but most of them are professional.
Sure. It's okay.
So, yeah.
What? Give me one professional one.
Like, I reached 1 million on my, and that's really a small group of people who can do that in my country.
Yeah.
Really small group. There's like 4 people.
And it's a lot of hard work.
Yeah, man. And like, I knew it would happen, so that made me a lot more proud of myself. I was like, yeah, I'm gonna do this, and I did it in like a matter of 2 years. Not even that, like 1.5 years.
Yeah.
And it just blew everyone's mind, and my own mind, my parents' mind, everyone's mind. Yeah. You know?
Worst moment.
Worst moment of my life? Yeah, when my grandmother died. That's the worst moment I've ever felt, like the biggest impact on my life. And that's actually what made me give more value, not just to life, but to follow my goals myself. Like, I don't know why that happened, but as I said, it was like 6 months after that I got big, really big, because I stopped like going to college. She died, and then I went to college, and I stopped doing my stuff. Like, I was really focusing on myself and on doing what I want and what I like. And my mom was like, no, you should go to college. I'm like, no, I'm not going to do it, you know. I'm going to do what I feel like I'm good
at. Pushed you.
Yeah, yeah. My mom and my dad, but my dad is more chill.
Yeah.
He's a more laid-back guy. He's like, yeah, if you think you can do it, do it. If you're happy like that, do it.
Mm.
He just wants me to be happy, you know. Yeah.
You made me think of a few things. Do you think, as much as she is adding to your, you're still struggling, huh?
Huh?
You're still struggling.
No, now I'm listening to this yeah.
Okay.
Ah, yeah.
No, hungry.
Like, it's more emotional now. She sees your relationship with your grandmother and.
No, but I never talked to this with her. Like, I don't speak on my emotions that much.
You do it.
Men don't.
He doesn't know that. No one knows that, I think. Like, no one knows that.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
I have to thank you for sharing it with me.
You know, but people never ask me these kind of questions. Like, oh, how you make money? How do you make this much numbers?
Yeah.
They never ask these kind of questions. So.
No, I care about you. I care about your mind and your personality. I don't care about... Mm-hmm. These are nice. I'm like you. We like to achieve things. We like to reach things, but more important is the beauty of what's inside, what drives you and all of that. So do you think, as much as Maria adds to your life, do you think you're adding to hers, like you're good for her?
It depends. Like, she's really mature, and I'm not that mature, you know.
Man, I respect he's so, like, I love how comfortable you are with who you are. Like, I respect when you say things like that.
Okay.
Because it takes a lot for a man to say, she's more mature than me, I'm learning from her.
Yeah, but
most men were like, no, we're both learning from, like, they will not give credit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but yeah. I'm used to being the opposite. Like, I always have girlfriends who are, like, they're not mature, they're like
younger.
Children, you know? Mm. Like, to me, I'm not a guy who has lived that much, but for my age, I am.
Yes.
And it's really hard to find someone who is like you, or above you at your age. It's really hard, man. And she's really mature. Like, I feel like sometimes I feel like she's my mother, and I don't know if that's good or not.
No, I think people can make it sound weird, but it's not, because I explained to her how our first love, I'll repeat it quickly, our first love as a human is your mother or your father. That's the first time you feel love as a human being. So then you look for that love in the future. When you grow up, anything that reminds you of the love of your parents, whether good or bad, you look for that. Yeah. So maybe that's why you keep connecting her with some resemblance to your mother's personality, because that's what your first love was. You know, so it's normal.
Beautiful.
It's absolutely normal. True. So we'll, okay, we'll narrow it down. I'm going to ask you, who are very interesting people in your life? Okay, we start with this one.
Oh, but just to close, like, I can add to her life.
Yes.
But I feel like it's more of a professional thing. I know a lot about work, about how it works, about how the media works, about how my community is.
The professional, our work.
I know a lot about this. So I studied a lot about this. And I can transfer that to her, and I'm doing it. And she's giving me, like, a more personal
development.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she's making me more mature.
Nice.
For sure.
A good relationship is like that, Diogo. You add to the person, they add.
They
make you, they take you up.
Yeah.
And it's, you know what's interesting? Mm. You switched the type of men you would be with.
Oh, for sure.
And he's an example.
Yeah, and
he switched.
And I did the same.
He switched with you.
Yeah, yeah.
So you came at a very good time for each other.
Yeah.
Very nice.
It's a change time for both of us, I think.
Same.
I like that. So I want you to think and give me this. You can take your time. Your grandmother in one word.
She's really humble, but that's not the word I want to use. Like, she gives everything she has to someone. Everything.
Selfless.
She's
selfless.
Selfless, exactly. Selfless.
The opposite of selfish.
Mm-hmm.
The most selfless person I've ever knew. Like,
wow.
Ridiculous. She could have like 1 cent in her wallet. It's yours, you know? She doesn't care about anything except making other people happy.
She sounds like a great woman, man.
For sure.
Your mother in one word.
I mean, to me, she's concerned all the time. So, but I don't know. My mother's really like, everyone loves her. I don't know how to describe it in words.
Lovable or caring? Because you said concerned.
Oh, she's super
very caring.
Super caring about me, my friends, my girlfriend, everyone around me. She's really caring. How's everyone? My friend's bad. She sees that my friend's bad. Like he's having tough times. Oh, why is he bad? Like, why is he hurting?
Mm.
Talk with him. Go talk with your friend.
Like, lovely.
She's lovely. Yeah, my mother's lovely. Yeah.
Maria, in one word.
Maria. Damn, this is really hard. Like, in one word, it's really hard. I would say that she's really passionate about life in general. Like, she's a passionate person about everything.
You're right. And Diogo, in one word.
Me?
Yeah.
I'm relentless. Like, I'm always searching for something new.
Yeah.
New ways of doing things. I'm passionate about life, about what I can get. I don't come from a family where people gave me everything that I wanted, or people had money or something. So I'm always aiming for the top.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Both of you shared so much with me. I find it a privilege.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sure.
Yeah.
And thanks for your question too.
Yeah, thank you.
I enjoyed it.